I'd like to call a board adjustment meeting to order. Would you please stand and salute the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag and the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I guess we had the approval of the agenda.
There are revisions to the agenda, Chairman. The agenda was revised on June 12th of this year to change the order of the agenda and to place the reorganisation of the board as the first item of business. It was further revised on June 14th of this year to update case number 12,324, Lands of Indian River School District. And it was further revised on June 18th to postpone case number 12,329. To clarify, anyone who is present for case number 12,329, James Hayden, that case has been postponed this evening and will not be heard by the board this evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Short?
I guess, first off, we need a motion to approve the agenda as revised. Does anyone so move?
I so move.
Second.
All signify?
All those by
signify, I'm saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. So carried.
All right, thank you, Mr. Workman. Little unusual circumstance for us this evening. Normally, the first meeting in July is when we do our annual reorganization, where we vote for the chair, the vice chair, and the secretary. We typically would do that at the end of the meeting, but in this case, both our chair and vice chair have retired, and so we have the first meeting for Dr. Carson and Mr. Corman tonight. So because of that, we've moved that to the beginning of the agenda. I know that Mr. Whitehouse, as instead of the secretary, would handle the nominations and then the vote for that. And then after we've completed that process, if we need to readjust seats, we will do so and then proceed on with the meeting. So with that, Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp. Could I open nominations for a chair?
Alan McGee, please.
Any other nominations for chair? We have a nomination for Ms. McGee. No other nominations being heard. I'd like to close nominations for chair. So by roll call vote, Dr. Carson?
Yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Yes.
Mr. Workman?
Yes.
Ms. McGee?
Yes.
And Mr. Corman?
Yes.
And that vote is carried. Congratulations to Ms. McGee. You are now chair. My question is, do you prefer to be called Madam Chair? Chairperson, chair. your preference.
Just chair.
Chair is fine. Thank you. Can I open nominations for a vice chair, please?
I nominate John Williamson.
Any other nominations for vice chair? None being heard. I'd like to close nominations by roll call vote. Dr. Carson?
Yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Yes.
Mr. Workman?
Yes.
Ms. McGee?
Yes.
And Mr. Corman?
Yes.
There we go, nominated. Congratulations. We have a chair and vice chair. And now the reorganization.
Well, and the other item that we do have, Madam Chair, we have to also nominate our secretary for the board. In the past, it has typically been the Planning and Zoning Director, Janelle Cornwell, or her designee. That allows some flexibility for staff to sit in that seat. And I think that's been the request of staff going forward. So. I know as chair, you have the handle the nominations for that and can call for those.
I'll call for nomination for our secretary.
Jamie?
Would that be Mr. Whitehouse?
Jamie,
or?
Not Jamie Whitehouse.
I guess the one request that we did have was that it would be that from staff was that it was the Planning and Zoning Director or her designee, which in many cases may be Mr. Whitehouse, but maybe other staff, depending on staffing issue.
But Jamie would be our main one, right? That's what we put him in at last time.
Well, last time it was set up where it was Ms. Cornwell or her designee.
Yeah.
So that's how we did it last year.
Yeah, I thought it was changed. And we thought we brought that back up.
No, we actually went back and looked, and that's how it was set up.
Okay.
So. To assist Mr. Sharp, it is still my intention to attend regularly. I think what Mr. Sharp is suggesting is that we make it the Director of Planning and Zoning or his or her designees so that I am not bound to attend every single meeting should I choose to go on vacation. But I will still be your main point of contact.
Okay. And that'll be on the record, right? Just checking.
So I guess Mr. Workman, do you care to amend your nominee?
Yes, I'd be fine.
To Ms. Cornwell or her designee?
Yes, I'd be fine.
Okay, thank you.
And do we have a second for that?
If there are any other nominations.
Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, we'll call for a vote. Mr. Carson?
Yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Yes.
Mr. Workman?
Yes.
Mr. Corman?
Yes.
And I vote yes. So I'm going to vote 5-0.
And I believe that was all the items on our annual reorganization meeting. I know that typically we will sometimes discuss other things such as, you know, when the meetings are held and what have you. But I also recognize usually we do additional business at the end of the meeting. If there are any of those topics that you wish to discuss under the reorganization, we could move that to the end of the agenda, or we could approach that at another meeting. I don't know if there are any other items like that that we would need to discuss at this time.
I think we could do that at the end of the meeting.
So
it's not on our agenda tonight, though, additional business.
This was the only item under additional business. So perhaps if what we could do is discuss that as an item at the next meeting.
Yes. Is that okay with everyone to decide on the times that we start the meeting? Okay.
All right. We'll add that as an agenda item at our next meeting for additional business. And I guess at this point, I don't know if we wish to rearrange so the chair can sit in the traditional chair spot.
Yes.
And then we can proceed with.
I'm good. We can sit right here. That's fine. I'm not chair.
He's running away as fast as he can.
Are you going back to the intake? Almost.
Musical chairs. They're moving to the okay.
This is a much higher seat.
If you put the new people down here,
we'll see.
Okay. Mr. Sharp, would you please?
Yes, Ms. Madam Chair. We have the statement that we typically read out before each meeting. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening. To proceed in an orderly fashion to ensure for participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct would not be tolerated. It may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or table for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.